Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In Central Indiana, and this is the day that Purdue's dreams can be advanced another level, to another game, to another stage, or will die like so many of the dreams of Purdue basketball have over the last 44 years. I think that they're going to be able to succeed. I think they're going to beat Gonzaga tonight. I think that Zach Edey is going to be next. I think he's going to follow in the line of John Wooden, Rick Mount, Joe Barry Carroll, and then Zach Edey. I think that's what he's in store for. Guys at Purdue who have authored greatness. I think he's got a shot, a good shot, and I think that that shot is going to be kicked down the road a little bit. Tonight, we're going to see, we'll talk about it a little bit, and how the Boilermakers match up against Ryan Nembhard and Gonzaga. A lot has to do with Braden Smith, like no doubt about that, but Zach Edey's the guy. He's the guy. He is the marquee vehicle upon which this race will be won or lost. We're going to talk about IU's women's game. That game's coming up at 5 o'clock. They play against South Carolina, and they've got to do one thing exceptionally well tonight, and that is shoot. They've got to be able to shoot the ball at an elite level in order to beat South Carolina, who's going to have to play a terrible game in order for Indiana to get over on them. We'll talk about that game a little bit. We'll talk about the Colts. Their offseason schedule is set. So when are we going to be able to see Anthony Richardson throw a football? We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what has to happen in between now and then, and what happened in a mock draft today for me that got me all excited until I realized, hey, it's a mock draft. What the hell are you thinking? That guy isn't going to be available at 46. Are you kidding? We'll talk about that. Lakers and the Pacers tonight at Cambridge Fieldhouse, but we're all thinking about Purdue. And rightly so. We're also going to talk about the Bears. You know, on ESPN, today they were talking about some of the things that have happened with the Bears and their quarterbacks over the years. And so I went back and looked at the receivers, because the receivers really tell the story as to whether a quarterback is successful or not. So we'll talk about that. Like, if history is any guide, God Almighty, Caleb Williams has got to want to play someplace else, right? This is Inside Indiana Sports Now for Friday, March 29th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie, a great place to win. And here's how you win. You use promo code Kent, and you unlock a sign-up bonus that could be worth $1,000. How about that for winning before you even play? MyBookie got a chance to exercise all that knowledge and the knowledge of others if you can access it. And in parlay all of that into a profitable evening. Let's go. I'm going to tell you who to bet on, IU and South Carolina tonight. Joe Farley says, it's my birthday, Kent. Hope you and your family have a great Easter. Keep up the great work. Happy birthday to Joe Farley. That's fantastic. Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate it. All right, let's talk about Purdue. Then we're going to talk about the IU women. Then we're going to talk about the Colts. And then we're finally going to talk about the Bears and the Pacers, who've got the Lakers tonight. All right, Purdue. They got their opportunity to get off the schneid. You know what? People have been making fun of Purdue basketball for a long time, because the last time they went to a Final Four was 1980. That's a long time ago. I was in high school in 1980. That's how long that was ago. So Purdue's got its shot to set things right. This is the best chance they've had since 1980 to get to the Final Four. They got to win this game against Gonzaga, and then they got to win the next one against the winner of Tennessee and Creighton, and I think the winner of that game is going to be Creighton. I don't think it's going to be Tennessee. I think Creighton's going to shoot it really well. Purdue has to answer some questions in the affirmative in order for Zach Edey to cement his place among Purdue legends. First game against Gonzaga, a win for the Boilermakers, 10-point win. Edey with his typical 25-14. The Gonzagas, they did not shoot the ball very well. They shot the ball from beyond the arc at 18.8%. That is not good. And that's not something you can count on from game after game after game after game. And it wasn't all about defense in that game. Gonzaga just didn't shoot very well in Honolulu during that game, during the Maui tournament, the Maui Invitational. It was played in Honolulu because of the wildfires that struck Maui, the Maui area. So, three questions about this game. Can the Zags make Edey uncomfortable without fouling everyone out? That's what they've got to do. You got to make Edey uncomfortable. We know that. We've seen Zach Edey playing up basketball, know that. And making him uncomfortable is really, really difficult. You don't see Zach Edey uncomfortable very often. Maybe he glares at a guy out of the corner of his eye once in a while. That's as close to discomfort as you're going to get with Zach Edey. Braden Smith, is he healthy enough to match up with Ryan Nembhard? That's the stud, and we know the Nembhard family, if that last name rings a bell. Yeah, he's the brother of the guy who plays for the Pacers. And what you've got to do is you got to D up on that guy, and is Braden Smith's knee going to be healthy enough to allow him to do it? We're going to find out tonight. And then third, will Purdue be composed?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The thing that I noticed last night, and this is where, like, basketball, this round of the tournament, the Sweet 16, is where it's nut crunching time, right? You kind of get a pucker going when you're in the Sweet 16. And in the Sweet 16, it's kind of like Sunday at the Masters as you make the turn and you head to Amen Corner. That's what this is like. This is like, hey, we're within striking distance. You can see what you want. And what you want is a national championship. And you know you're just 4 wins away from a national championship if you're Purdue. You know you're just 2 wins away from a Final Four, the first one in 44 years. You know that. And you saw it last night with Clemson, a game they won, but they missed a lot of pretty easy shots. You saw it last night. Illinois was a beneficiary of a bunch of misses by Iowa State. Iowa State missed bunny after bunny after bunny because you get a little bit tight this round of the tournament. We'll see who gets tighter tonight and who fails to make shots that they should make and have made under normal circumstances. Let's talk about the IU women for a minute. Anyway, that game is at 7:39 tonight. The IU women, They are going to face the best team in women's basketball, and it isn't even close. South Carolina is really, really good. Camila Cardoza is really, really good. Camila Cardoza is 6'7". And you know what? Poor Mackenzie Holmes is 6'3". So this is kind of like a tall, like Kalel Ware going up against Zach Edey. Like, you're used to being a big person on the court. Well, that's not going to happen for Mackenzie Holmes tonight because Camila Cardoza is really, really big. She didn't score all that much. She averages 13.9 points a game. But South Carolina doesn't rely on one person to score or two people to score or three. They have a rotation of 8 or 9 players who come in. They can all shoot. They can all play. They can all attack the bucket. And when they aren't successful shooting or attacking the bucket, Cardoza, there she is to scoop it up, lay it in, and you got to keep her from doing that. You cannot get into foul trouble if you're Mackenzie Holmes defending Cardoza. What you've got to do offensively, you've got to shoot the basketball like you've never shot it before. Sarah Scalia and Yarden Garzon, Sydney Parrish, they have Chloe Moore McNeil, they have to shoot it not good, not well. They have to shoot it great tonight. They have to make lots and lots of shots. And it's getting to the point this season where, you know, it's a little bit harder. The wear and tear of the season causes problems with your shot. We'll see what happens for Indiana tonight. And that game, that is not a the line in this game is 16.5. I got to tell you the truth. I'm staying away from it, and for this reason. I think South Carolina wins this game, and I think the cover would be there. But it's going to be at a level where late in the game, Indiana might hit a couple of threes late. And all of a sudden, what was a 19-point lead becomes a 13-point lead. And you get kind of that backdoor loss. I think that that could happen. So I'm out on this game. And I am in behind Purdue. I am betting Purdue. I'm giving the points. And then Creighton. I love Creighton. I'm taking the points and taking Creighton over Tennessee. Or I might take the money line. Last night, as you know, I was 3-0. That's pretty good. Let's talk about the Colts offseason schedule. Colts offseason schedule is as follows. Optional workouts begin on April 15th, 2 weeks prior to the draft, give or take. The first OTA, May 21st through the 23rd. So we're going to be able to see Anthony Richardson throw the football on May 21st, or at least that is what we would surmise will be our first opportunity. Hey, somebody's car might break down on 465. Anthony Richardson pulls behind the car and says, "What can I do?" And there's a kid in the back seat who said, "Could we play catch? I've got a football." And all of a sudden, they're playing catch and it's on social media. We may see something like that happen before we see him throw on May 21st. Anyway, the second OTA, May 29th through the 31st, and then mandatory minicamp, June 4th through June 6th. In between those that now and those activities, minus the optional workouts that begin on April 15th, you got the NFL draft. We're going to see who the Colts take. I'm telling you, what we're going to see, both in free agency and the draft, you're going to see the Colts add two safeties, one cornerback, one new backup running back, a new interior offensive lineman, a new wide receiver, and maybe a new edge. Those will all come in the draft and through free agency. I think the safeties are going to come through free agency. They might pick another safety up fourth, fifth round, something like that. So I'm going through the mock draft today, which I do all the time. I'm always doing mock draft. It's just ridiculous. And I know it's ridiculous. But today, I go through the mock draft. And with the 15th overall pick, I take Quinyon Mitchell, like I normally do, if he's available. And then I get to 46, and what I thought about doing was trading up from 46 because I would really like Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey is fast. He's a terrific route runner. He's a guy who's kind of a slot but kind of not a slot, sort of in the way that T.Y. Hilton was a slot but not really a slot. You know what I mean? In build, sort of a slot, and he's fast. So I want Ladd McConkey. He dropped to 46. I'm in the living room. I go, "Woo! What am I doing? What do I care? It's a mock draft. It's not real. He's not falling to 46. What do I think that this foretells the stupidity of about 15 to 19 NFL general managers who pass on Ladd McConkey? You kidding? What a bonehead I am to get all excited about something that is utterly inconsequential. Now, I do think that there's a chance that from 46, Chris Ballard trades up, because I think he'd like to get Ladd McConkey. That's what I think. I think that'd be interesting. Caleb Williams versus history. This is if the Bears take Caleb Williams, and it looks like they're going to, it's going to be Williams against history. That's what it is, right? Sid Luckman, the last really good quarterback that the Colts had. And by the way, Scott Gillie says, if the IU women win today, you have to ride your bike from Bloomington to New Albany again. Happy Easter, Ken. I almost made it. I made it to the Kimball plant just north of New Albany, and every muscle in my legs from like my midsection to my toes cramped simultaneously. It was quite something. You've got to hydrate. And hydration doesn't mean drink 80 beers the night before. That's not what hydration is. You know what? And that, sadly, that bit of medical science was lost on me back in the mid-late 80s. But Caleb Williams, the all-time top five receivers in receiving yards for the Chicago Bears. How about this group? Johnny Morris. Johnny Morris, I never saw play football. He retired in 1967. I only knew him as a guy on Channel 2 doing the sports in Chicago. Johnny Morris with 5,059 yards. Yes, the all-time franchise leader for the Chicago Bears amassed 5,059 yards. This is like the passing game in the NFL has gone bonkers. It's exploded over the past 20 years. Bears? Not a party to it. Their leading receiver from 58 to 67, honest to God. Second, Harlan Hill played from 1954 to 1962 for the Bears. He put together a career with, and a great career it was, 4,717 yards. Then you've got Alshon Jeffries. We know who that is. That is a modern era receiver. Then number four, sweetness, Walter Payton. The fourth, not just in receptions, which wouldn't be that unusual for a multipurpose back like Peyton was. No, this is receiving yards. He's number four. And then number five, the coach, Mike Ditka. He is the fifth leading receiver. I believe he was drafted in 1961, and then he played with the Bears through 1966, so he had a hell of a six-year run that coincided with Johnny Morris. Also having a hell of a six-year run, and he was also a teammate for at least 2 years with Harlan Hill. There you go. The bombs away era. Bill Wade, the quarterback. Bombs away era for the Bears was in the early to mid-60s? Yes. Absolutely true. Just for, Johnny Morris would be eighth all-time in receiving yards for the Colts. Behind Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton, Raymond Berry, Lenny Moore, Orr, and Billy Brooks. So there you go. Then it would be Johnny Morris. The Bears, I couldn't go down far enough to get to Johnny Morris as far as all-time leaders for the NFL in receiving yards. I don't know where he places. It's not in the top 200. That's crazy. Caleb Williams, the responsibility is to reverse all of that and build a new great career that honors the great Sid Luckman, who's really the last good quarterback that the Bears had. How about that? Pacers, Lakers tonight down at Cambridge Fieldhouse, but I got to tell you, I'm not worried about that game so much. It's against them. Even though it's LeBron James, I don't care. I care about Purdue tonight. I'm calling on the entire state of Indiana to rally behind the Boilermakers. We are Boilermaker tough tonight. That's what we are as a state. And then on Tuesday night, we are Sycamores. That's what we are. We'll be Hoosiers another day. We'll be Hoosiers for the women Hoosiers who just might pull off the biggest upset in program history tonight, starting in about an hour and 19 minutes. Let's go Hoosiers. Let's go Boilers. Let's go Sycamores. Let's go Pacers. Let's go Colts. Let's go everybody.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.